Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 31st on the West Coast, now June the 1st on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, and we're sure you're going to find tonight's show extremely interesting. Now, as I announced at the conclusion of last night's show, my scheduled guest was Michael Anthony. Michael had a schedule conflict and couldn't make it this evening, but I have two guests who are going to sit in and rescue me at the last minute here, which I'm very appreciative of. Most of you know them via the website educate-yourself.org, Mr. Ken Adachi, and Zuranova Star Livingstone, who is an essayist on Ken's site. And he's been a more frequent guest here on Evident Footprints. We have been doing some roundtable discussions, and we're going to do that tonight. But before we do, I want to dedicate this next song to a group of people from all over the galaxy. I've talked about them, and I'm going to continue talking about them. And as time goes by, I will be bringing more evidence to their existence and the reality of that, despite what internet hacks do in setting up tourist websites with my photos there. Yes, they're beautiful photos, but you can't find a place like that on Earth, like any of the 26 photographs of the planet Belkwe that I have posted on my website. And we may talk about that a little bit tonight, but we're going to be talking about things down here on the surface of the Earth and what is going on. I'm going to dedicate this song, which is inspired by the Book of Revelation from the Holy Bible. And this is Prince and his song, Seven.
All seven, and we'll watch them fall. Stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time. So don't cry. One day all seven will die.
All right, I will watch them fall.
be wondering what seven is all about. Well, there is a reference to a seven-headed beast in the book of Revelation. And for those who are doubting the outcome of what is currently sweeping the earth, this song is kind of neat. It's prophetic, and it has an old-style groove to it. It's been around for a long time. It's not a new idea. Actually, Prince sampled the 1967 hit from Otis Redding and Carla Thomas called Tramp. That was the rhythm section. Very, very symbolic in a nice way. Prince is all right in my book. Time to bring on tonight's guests, I should say, with an S on the end. First gentleman I mentioned hosts a very, very popular website visited by more countries than the Federal Reserve has phony notes. We'll put it that way, fiat money. Educate-yourself.org, Mr. Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. Thank you very much.
And we have also waiting in the wings, very quietly and patiently, in Canada, our good friend Zura Nova Star Livingstone. ZS, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don.
Now, I want to remind the listening audience and you, ZS, that I call you ZS because Ken does and because it saves a lot of airtime. <So.
laughs> Of course, in Canada, I get called ZS.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Well, of course, that's that English thing.
Yeah.
Where the alphabet ends with a Z-E-D.
Mm. Yes. Well, rather auspicious opening to the show tonight. I just felt like I wanted to pump up people's spirits a little bit and show them that even though things look very bleak and very dark at this time, you know, the daylight always follows the darkness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm trusting that enough people will awaken and start looking at the truth and realize what it is, despite what anyone else wants to say about our research, our articles, our radio shows, who we may be working for, or any of those things.
Hmm.
If I'm working for anyone, it's a three-letter agency. It's called God, G-O-D. And I know that you two gentlemen are. Now, I appreciate you coming on such short notice. We're going to tackle a couple of topics here. Ken, do you want to open up the conversation in regard to some new information that you've found out there doing the great research that you do?
Okay, well, there's probably two areas that I'd like to just broach. One is I like to continue further discussion of the Japan radiation psyops. That's been a part of the conversations we've had for the last four or five occasions, and many of the articles that I put up since March 11th are centered about this. I was gratified to find somebody. I was sent a link yesterday. ZS received a link as well, to another website guy who did a very capable job of posting a rather lengthy article, essentially affirming and agreeing with everything we've said from March 12 forward, that the earthquake and tsunami were not a natural event, that it was a product of sabotage, that the Fukushima reactor explosions were also not due to the tsunami or earthquake, but were a product of sabotage, and that what I've been trying to emphasize along with ZS, you, and Jim Murray, is that the radiation's going to get us scare story that is being just furiously pumped on the internet. I don't visit a lot of sites. I do check Jeff Rentz's site from time to time. I was sent a link to Bill Deagle's radio show a week or so ago. I listened to that. And these guys are just pumping this radiation story through the roof. And I've been getting emails from Alfred Weber when he posts articles and videos of his interviews with Lauren Moray. And I've seen links and saw the videos from Christopher Busby. And I've heard Arnie Gundersen on a number of YouTube videos. I've heard him over KPF radio. So I've heard a lot of these people. And I suppose most of them are relatively sincere, but if they don't realize it, they're being played. They are promoting an unfounded fear. They are promoting the idea that what occurred in Fukushima is one guy posted an article, Bob Nichols, really got me off a few days ago. I was rather annoyed by what I read there. This guy claiming Fukushima is the equivalent of 50 Chernobyls added together. This is tremendous fiction. There is no truth to this.
Yeah.
And we've been saying that for quite a while now. Yes,
now, if I can briefly interrupt you and just make a comment on the article that you were sent the link to. This is someone who doesn't reference anything that we've said according to the shows or the transcripts that you have posted on your site. Of course, yeah. BBS Radio has the archives as well. I've mm-hmm. not posted them on my site. I'm restoring archives that were encountered some difficulties, we'll mm-hmm. say, you know, mm-hmm. being out mm-hmm. there at cyberspace. However, this person has written a more technical piece, which is describing things in very specific ways, in very intimate ways, and it supports everything that we said. So for the listening audience out there that's wondering, and I'm sure you'll give the link out to that piece as well. So go ahead, please, continue.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, you know, welcome the idea that someone has now at least joined in. I did hear Ben Fulford in a YouTube video, I think it was in early mid-April, say in the video that the earthquake tsunami was an engineered act and that the radiation scare campaign was a psyops. I was very gratified to hear that. And this write-up by this fellow, which I think came out on May 29th, I think, which is just a couple of days ago, really filled in a lot of detail. But essentially, he's corroborating the main elements of what ZS has said from March 12 forward. This is the mm-hmm. virtual day after the event. He said the following. He said that the earthquake and tsunami were not natural. They were engineered, artificially created. And B, he said that the Fukushima events, particularly, you know, what it sort of became intensified in the news 2, 3, 4 days after the March 11th. He said there's a great deal of deception going on here. He said those explosions were not due to hydrogen gas, as the media was saying over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said that it was due to nuclear devices that were planted within the reactors themselves, within the nuclear facility. So mm-hmm. it's so anyway, I was gratified to hear, you know, to read what this fellow have to say. I'll probably comment on it on my website in the next day or so, and I'm hoping more people come on board because I'm getting a little bit annoyed with the ongoing intensity of the radiation scare psyops. Obviously, people who don't read what I put up or hear any of these shows, there's millions of people who are becoming unnecessarily anxiety-ridden because people, websites, you know, like, you know, Jeff Rentz and Bill Deagle and Alfred Weber and everyone else on the internet who's pushing the radiation scare ops is really engaging in disinformation, misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is a lot of people who don't check the facts echoing the story that there's this huge radiation concern, particularly Deagle. When I heard him on the radio a week or so ago on his radio show, I couldn't get over what this guy's saying.
Well, I find a lot of the people that are doing the fear-mongering also sell supplements. You know, now,
that's the case with him for sure. Yeah.
You know, but that seems to be going on a lot. We have not sold anything, have we? Yes, have you
no.
sold
it? No, we're just telling our story. So that's something that's on my mind, and I'm sure ZS will add to that. One other area I'd like to broach is I got a very interesting letter from a guy named Nacho Ruiz de Sonido, who wrote a really excellent article about the political situation that's taking place in Spain. And I'm really very pleased with what I read there, and I think listeners and interested people should go to that article. It's called The New Spanish Devolution, and you'll understand when you read the article what the title is all about.
Yeah, I read that. It's very interesting. The perspective is really the mold for what they're doing everywhere else.
Absolutely. And that's why I think the article is really a very well done explanation of how they do it. So we know we had the recent, the so-called
the
Middle East Spring, you know, with the Egypt and the Libya thing and all that. And I think while certain events probably came together to create the pressure
mm-hmm.
for a national voicing of their concerns and frustration, we see the same intelligence people, Mossad, you know, American intelligence, CIA, et cetera, British intelligence, they've been the background in these things. I never heard of the expression the Muslim Brotherhood. Never heard it once on the internet until the so-called Middle East, I don't want to use the word uprisings, but the Middle East, people gathering in public squares and...
Well, yeah, those were like the people that they drove on a bus to the Gulf of Mexico to look like they were doing work on the beaches.
Right.
You remember there was a photo op there by the usurper.
I know what you're talking about there. Yeah.
You know,
so I see genuine frustrations on the part of the people in these countries for sure. When you're living under a dictatorship like Mubarak's for, 40 years, whatever it was.
Yeah, but remember, this was shown on mainstream media, so they want us to see this, you see?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do, I think we all know by now that there's manipulators in the background,
mm-hmm.
and they have a desired goal, and I think ZS will emphasize that, for instance, on the radiation psyops, one of the desired goals just popped up in the news a couple days ago. ZS will expound on it. Concerning Merkel's announcement that they're going to phase out nuclear reactors in Japan. Maybe ZS can pick that up from this point.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, ZS, please. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, they announced that in 12 years they'll be shutting down all their nuclear reactors, and 25% of the power for Germany is from reactors. Most of the reactors are American, some German, and some are Russian from the old East Germany. And, of course, with the fear from the Chernobyl detonation. It was actually a sabotage there too in 1986. All of the Eastern or Russian reactors were planned to be replaced from that time forward. But then in about 1998, the Green Party got something like 5% of the popular vote and held with another party the balance of power in a minority government that kicked out Helmut Kohl and replaced him with Schroeder. And when the Green Party decided or pushed its agenda to become part of the new majority coalition, it wanted all of the nuclear reactors on the Rhine River shut down as well. And that's from 13 years ago. So this is a process that's been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And in about the same time, 1998, I had also heard, living in Saskatchewan at the time, Regina, Saskatchewan, of the Siemens natural gas turbine generators. They were being proposed for off-peak hours, small generators for the corners of that large province to meet demands, electrical demands. And it was amazing to read the technical papers on it and find out that a 50,000 kilowatt station could be online in 14 seconds. If you have it sitting cold out in the field till generating electricity, it can be done in 14 seconds. And Siemens had developed the technology from jet engine turbines. And essentially, the generators are jet engines that burn methane. You don't need massive enclosure buildings. All you need is enough buildings around or enough enclosure around it to baffle the jet engine roar. And
mm-hmm.
you don't have to have containment buildings. You don't have to have boilers. You don't have to have other huge structures around it. So it's a fairly simpler technology than a nuclear plant or a coal fire plant, or definitely simpler than a hydroelectric dam. And so Siemens has actually been building huge ones all around the world. And one of the biggest ones they built was in Algeria about 5-6 years ago. And that was equivalent to one of the largest of the nuclear power plants in the world. And it was being fired by natural gas from the natural gas fields of Algeria.
You see, it's still this thing of burning, you know.
Yes.
Creation of energy through fire.
Right.
And that's idiotic to me. That's
idiotic to me too. We have the technology to go far beyond that, but the people who are pushing this, and very likely the same people who sabotaged Chernobyl and also Fukushima, the Daiichi reactors there, are wanting to replace that technology with another wasteful technology that exploits the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have their control of the planet through this type of technology.
Yeah.
If you went to over-unity or free energy systems, they would not have the control.
This decision or these types of decisions have been made to grab more control and exert more power over the masses. This isn't about resolving a problem, coming up with a better solution. This is just an alternative that on two fronts, we're going to be paying for the fuel and then the power, and all of the control of it goes into who knows what. What kind of databases are they going to create with this?
Yeah. It, with all the politics around Afghanistan and also through the stands of the former Soviet Union, Turkmenistan, and Kazakhstan, where there's abundant natural gas, and the pipelines are going from the Middle East or from the Caspian Sea towards Europe or towards China or towards India. There's many pipeline projects that are on the go, and most of those are natural gas.
Yeah, and so there's one reason why they have all these uprisings going on in the Middle East.
Right.
To take over the economies of these countries, to put another puppet in there. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing that we experienced at the turn of the century, the 20th century, here in the United States. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay. And, of course, in the Russia is the country that developed the process for going for the very deep oil and natural gas called abiotic exploration. They started mm-hmm. back in the night. They actually started back in the time of Stalin. And in the 1960s, they drilled about 6-7 miles deep in the Ural Mountains, and then exploded a nuclear bomb, and had a massive blowout of natural gas and petroleum, which coated the whole forest in the Siberia. And that natural gas had to be flared off, or else it would have asphyxiated most of the people and animals in Siberia, and maybe even into China with the prevailing winds. So mm-hmm. it's still being flared off. There's so much natural gas coming up from depths underneath the crust, and that natural gas is actually the main source for the pipeline that feeds both Germany and France. Two huge pipelines. It's also the same pipeline that goes through the Ukraine and cuts through the other country, European countries. But mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, with the strange election they had in Ukraine, there was a point where Ukraine decided to turn off the pipeline to supplying natural gas to France and Germany, and it became a slap in the face to Russia. But it was actually pro-Western president of the Ukraine who was trying to tar Putin at that time.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I'd like to ask you a question. If all of this comes to pass, and it appears to be underway, I recall reading something 3 or 4 months ago about Siemens and what you're describing here. There's two of us now that are aware of this aspect of this. But do you think they're paying for this from the proceeds they made from the short puts that they did on the Gulf of Mexico
yes.
incident?
They're making lots of money off that. In fact, the whole thing about the Gulf of Mexico is the British Petroleum was exploring for abiotic natural gas and oil
mm-hmm.
At depth underneath.
Yeah.
They knew that there's oil there, and it's been seeping up for millennia.
Yeah.
So, you know, on August 19th, 2009, an offshore rig, they exploded a nuke underneath the alluvial fan of the Mississippi River. And 8 months later, they're drilling into the same area and had a massive blowout, mainly of natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And which just destroyed that rig, and of course, in the background in Houston, they're all cheering the discovery of a huge new body of natural gas. It's interesting that that revealed discovery of that huge volumes of natural gas did not affect the price of on the futures market of natural gas one iota.
Mm-hmm.
It's where
they had to keep it a secret, in other words.
And they've been keeping secret all the abiotic explorations for mm-hmm. oil and gas worldwide in Vietnam and Japan, China. I'm not sure if they. It's possible that the placement of the nukes off the coast of Fukushima were nukes placed from offshore oil rigs, because there's been some reports of offshore oil rigs having been damaged from the tsunami
or yes,
from
now,
other events.
Yeah, going back to what I was mentioning about the Gulf, abiotic oil is the oil they discovered at the Deepwater Horizon well, which is part of the Tiber field in the Gulf of Mexico. And there were two wells involved. Now, what's interesting is in September of 2009, BP made a formal announcement that they had discovered a well. In fact, I'm putting together a very large piece which looks at the financial side of what went on in the Gulf of Mexico. That's really where we should be focusing our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced that they had discovered a very huge oil deposit at 4,132 feet. And when the media started talking about this, they began saying it was a mile deep. Well, that's 5,280 feet. That's a difference of roughly 21 and an odd percentage point. So what we're talking about here is almost 25% of the declared distance from BP originally, which is really closer to 10 times the depth.
Yes.
Right?
The earthquake caused by the nuke on August 19th, 2009 was pegged at 10 kilometers or 6.2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rigs that can get that deep.
Yeah. So they're referring to the ocean floor and the wellhead as if that's the location. They never said it went deeper than that. And even though BP in September of 2009 made a formal statement in announcing this and of course selling stocks up against this alleged find, that the whole well was going to produce initially from 3,000 to, 3 billion to 5 billion barrels of oil. And then in about let me backtrack. I'm going to say closer to in about 6 weeks, by mid-October, they had come out with another announcement that it was going to be 4 to 6 billion barrels of oil. They're talking about the whole output of this well. Now, why would they allow this thing to just go belly up like they did? Well, the idea is to make money on the put options, which were announced on April 14th, 6 days before Hitler's birthday. Hitler's birthday was the day of the event. So you want to call this a ritualistic, satanic event? Or even symbolic, of course. Your thoughts on that?
They were profiting on their evil.
Yes,
their put options. The whole put option thing is just mind-boggling to think that innocent people are paying for the criminal actions of the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say that again, a little bit louder.
What, you want me to get arrested in Texas? it's the whole production action is a criminal enterprise, and mm-hmm. it just cover. And those who are using the put options are criminals.
Yes, absolutely. They know what they're doing, and there's a trail. There's a paper trail. That was discovered by many people. The amount of stock that these companies dumped, or the CEO of the company, who happens to be very tightly affiliated with Goldman Sachs, who was the other company, the BP stock that they dumped, and this likely, I would say, they ended up dumping a lot of their Transocean Limited stock too. And this was a secret offering that was put out there for people that wanted to make money. Now, we heard stories of emails identifying or describing conversations that certain Goldman Sachs employees had made to friends or girlfriends on the internet, I think there was Fabrizio Fab, they called him, Touré, had said something to the effect that all we need is one disaster in the Gulf, and you know, they're going to make this enormous amount of money. And, of course, nothing's done about it. It's not policed. It's not certainly not prosecuted. And so it becomes quite obvious that there's has to be other reasons for this occurring and timed to, yeah, to coincide with the offering of this stock. There was certain comments made about Russia's participation in that too. That's going to be in the piece that I'm writing. So I just wanted to throw that.
Russia is making a huge amount of money on natural gas right now, and anything that drives the price of natural gas up puts more billions in their banks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Ken, do you want to comment on any of this that we're talking about here?
I just had one short comment. The fracking activity that's been taking place in the United States.
Can you adjust your mic, Ken?
Okay, I'm sorry. The fracking activity that's been taking place in the United States since about 2005 is tied in with this larger international effort by these Bilderberger-type controlling groups to essentially put all their chips, it seems now, to shift over from nuclear and oil to natural gas. As Zia says, it's much less costly and with far less need for oversight, you know, because when you're dealing with a natural gas turbine, you know, there isn't a big problem. So you don't need all these safety backup systems that you need for nuclear. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to a guy named Ron Gula from Pennsylvania about a year ago. I forget when I first put up a fracking article, but it was just shortly after that DVD came out talking about it. Anyway, he had mentioned to me that the energy companies behind it, the people who are getting the leases are energy companies with American names, but the fact of the matter is that there are international owners behind them. He said this is not an American thing at all. He said this China is a big player in this. Russia, he mentioned. So he says there's big international interest, particularly China. There's big international interest in this. So that, I think, is playing into the scenario here.
Well, China's and the Li family's control of shipping, and China opening up ports all over the place, Mexico, and they've been in the Long Beach, California area on a 25-year lease since when? Around 1990, 91. So they're going to play a role in delivering this. This isn't all going to be via pipeline. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Yeah. I'll just touch on China for a second. I also mentioned on my website a couple months ago that these China free trade zones are another manner, another avenue into which the traitors, fifth columnists, and NWO sellouts in Congress are delivering us up to, you know, for a Chinese takeover of sorts. Naturally, they would prefer to accomplish this without going to war with us. So I see that as a very deadly situation for America and Americans. So the idea of allowing, I forget how many, 278 Chinese free trade zones, this is insane. This is insane. Imagine this is, you know, a country that is always has and continues to pose a serious threat to us as a potential adversary in a war situation, and what if we in the 1930s allowed Nazi Germany to set up 278 free trade zones in the United States? People, you know, if you told, ask, you know, put that proposal forward, they would have, you know, they would have been flabbergasted to even suggest it.
Well, yep, they did better than that in World War II. They let the Russians come right in and funded the whole thing. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know the point. You understand the point,
yeah,
I'm making.
I understand what you're saying.
Americans need to wake up to these Chinese free trade zones and jump all over their local. Well, first jump all over Congress because they're the ones who smooth the way. But local cities who are acting as hosts for this, the unthinking idiots that they have in charge of those cities, mayors and so forth, are just welcoming the money and the, you know, who knows what's really going on behind the scenes with bribery and so forth, touting it as, oh, this is going to be wonderful for our economy. This is going to put so many people to work here. Well, no, it's not. Not necessarily. Even if it did, it doesn't justify it. This is a very dangerous thing for America that every American who still has a brain in his head should be up in arms about. These free trade zones should absolutely be, you know, canceled. Absolutely. This is insane.
Yeah. You know, I've seen in western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming duty-free ports alongside the highway. Duty-free ports. You know, and yeah. That's been for some time.
Yeah,
so it's, you have to ask yourself: duty free for whom?
Of course. And you know, I mentioned the situation in Spain with that article. You know, young people in Spain don't realize they're being played. They don't realize they're being played. If you read the article, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And Americans are really asleep at the switch. They don't understand the international New World Order takeover game. They're moving towards a one-world government. They're moving towards a one-world everything, one-world religion. One-world government is ultimately going to wind up to be – there will be no countries with – borders.
Mm-hmm.
You won't need a passport because we'll all be part of one big brother world. That's what they're moving towards. That's what the European Union's all about. That's what the North American Union is all about. Somebody just sent me an email a week or two ago, and she saw, I think it was a food product in Trader Joe's, and it said stamped on it, product of Canada, USA, Mexico. That's how they always do it. They always install these takeover schemes from the outer edges and work inwards towards the center.
Yes.
So it's like the Israelis, you know, they take over Palestine and literally kick the rightful owners out of their own homeland, and they refer to it as a liberation war.
Yes.
And then they launch, you know. Do people remember the 1967 war? Israel started the war. It wasn't Egypt. It was Israel. And they're the ones who launched the whole thing. So they take over a lot of areas that were formerly owned by other Arab countries and keep it. And then they start building settlements. And then when we have people proposing going back to pre-1967 borders, Netanyahu says a week or so ago, oh, wait a minute now. We have thousands of people here who've already settled, and this is their home, and, you know, this is how they always play it, you mm-hmm. know?
Always the victims.
Right.
Always the victim. ZS, do you want to chime in and comment on anything that Ken or I said?
Duty-free in Nebraska, which
yes.
happens with the state taxes, which happens to supporting the schools, and the whole state structure.
Well, I wouldn't know for certain, but I would guess, an educated guess would be that they've already been federalized in that regard.
Okay.
And sure, certainly there's a strong SRI presence there, since the The head of the National Education Association is affiliated with SRI, Stanford Research Institute.
Oh, those three letters again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you want to talk about indoctrination or mind control, and the whole philosophy of outcome-based education, which is nothing more than training students to take tests. And that's just a measure of how mind-controlled they are, how well they follow instructions.
Learn, regurgitate.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Your take on what Ken just said, if you would.
Just all the free trade zones and all that. And in Canada here, we have a Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, who's gung-ho on promoting North American unity. He's trying all sorts of different avenues. We also just kicked out the Premier, or the use the American term, the Governor of the province of British Columbia. The Premier had sold out waterways to corporations worldwide, essentially allowing them to set up electric generation on those waterways, but also to own the water. And once they own the water, then under NAFTA and other trade agreements, if that resource is taken away from them, they can sue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's hundreds of corporations now claiming possession of BC's waterway, and BC has a lot of water. We have enough water to supply California 10 times.
Now, somewhere around 2005, maybe 2006, there was a piece that came out over mainstream, the mainstream press, we'll say newspapers, that the World Bank now owned the Great Lakes. Now, was that because of unpaid loans or treasury certificates that were not honored? Most likely that's what it was. In other words, behind the scenes, there was a threat of war, and so somebody decided, okay, we'll give up our Great Lakes. Now, we have had numerous reports that Lake Erie has ships that are basically stealing the water from the lake, and it's being transported to China. Have you heard anything like that going on here in the States or in Canada? And what are your metaphysical perceptions tell you, your intuition? What does that tell you is going on?
Well, I believe that the water is being siphoned off at the river exits in Alaska and on BC coast and possibly the coast of Washington and Oregon.
Make sure you speak up, ZS. You're getting a little quiet.
Okay. The
get mad.
Get mad. Well, I've been mad at this point for a long time. It's easy enough for along the whole coast of British Columbia for a tanker to just plug into absolutely pure water right at the estuary and just siphon it off and get a tanker load, and nobody would be the wiser. And I believe that that's happening right now, and it's being transported to the east, to other countries. And so, but the first shipments from the BC coast actually went to California.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking about alternative energy. And, you know, in my area, and I know this is going on in different parts of the country, they're already selling stock on solar power, wind turbines and those things to produce electricity. And historically, solar power has never produced more than 3% of all the electricity that's used. So, and it's still an outrageously, obscenely expensive technology to own, because they don't really intend, I think, to really make good use of it. Your thoughts?
Well, going back to the original, like 1959, Telstar was put up, and they had solar cells on the outside of that satellite. And Telstar solar cells were only about 7% efficient. By the time by 1969 and the moon launches, solar cells had gotten up to 15% efficient, and they were still expensive. And then they were talking about, if they reach 25% efficiency, a conversion of solar power to electricity, then it'd be a big payday. And then I didn't hear anything for 20 years until I went to Lee Valley Tools, and there was this little fan sitting on a hot wood stove spinning like crazy. And it's one single thermal photovoltaic cell, which is actually a solar cell, but mm-hmm. it's for heat.
Yeah,
50% efficient, and you cannot buy those. Somehow that corporation that was producing those little fans had access to it, and according to reports, they're even cheaper than solar cells. Photovoltaic cells are really cheap. And then you, about 4 or 5 years ago, I read a story out of Scotland, where this chemist in one of the universities there had developed a paint which you could paint the side of the building and get enough power from the, you put one coat or three coats of paint on it, and you have little electrical contacts at various layers in the paint, and you had enough power for the whole building from those that paint, which was actually solar cells again. Then that disappeared. The corporations are buying up the patents and keeping the products from market. We have the technology in solar cells to replace all the nuclear plants on the planet and possibly all the coal-fired planets, but the technology is not being allowed to get out.
We've also gotten a mountain of alien technology, too, that had it been used would have solved most, if not all, of the world's problems. But instead, this technology is suppressed and or converted into something that they can generate money with through the military-industrial complex, i.e. the creation of wars and earthquakes and tsunamis and all of these other things that they're doing. Diseases, you know, biotechnology, the genome projects, DNA studies, genome mapping, chips to be implanted in people. It's insanity what's going on. It's quite obvious who's behind this. Mm-hmm. And the story goes much deeper than that. Go ahead, comment, and I want to bring Ken back in here before we run out of time and allow him to chime in.
Okay. So thermal photovoltaic cells are there. The technology is there, and also like your friend Jim Murray is talking about, is capacitors, and he has capacitors that would enormously help people in their mm-hmm. own houses and their cars. And there's also the thing about the VE1, the General Electric car. They produced they had rechargeable batteries that were very, very, very good, and they were produced by a place in Texas. And all those cars were sent to the crusher when the leases on them were in California were up, and the company which was producing those batteries was bought up by Standard Oil of New Jersey.
Huh.
And
Rockefellers again.
Yeah, and there's some stories that people running around with those EV1 cars in Los Angeles would plug in each night and do 100 miles of traveling at freeway speeds, go back and plug it in again. And they're finding out that they were being able to do their commutes for $1.50 a day from 20 cents to 25 cents a kilowatt hour electricity. And so it points out the electric cars were cheaper in the long run, far cheaper than gas-powered cars. And so whenever something comes out that's it's a threat to oil, it gets bought up. And I remember seeing an email a few years ago of the hundreds of patents on carburetors over the last 100 years that never made it to market.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned 50% efficiency. Jim Murray's Dynaflux generator can operate, I've seen it operate, up to 315% efficiency.
That is over Unity by a long way.
Yes, okay. And it's a very, very simple demonstration, but he's waiting now, I think, 22 years for a PhD from one of the major Ivy League schools to submit his findings regarding Jim's invention. The guy said it's not possible what it's doing, but I see it's doing it.
Yes.
But he couldn't bring himself to recommend that people invest in it.
He loses tenure.
Yes, exactly. You see, behind the scenes, there's a protocol that has to be followed, or one can lose one's life. And this is the nature of who we're dealing with. Ken, do you want to add something to this here?
Well, I can add that people in general have to stop giving their power away to those who present themselves as authority figures, people who put letters in front of their names are no more, their opinion is no more valuable than yours is. And too many people in the world, not just this country, acquiesce to people who have the name of doctor in front of their name, for instance, or professor, etc., etc. What I've always said at my website when I talked about this is, base your judgment on the merits of the argument put forward, or the merits of the debate, or the merits of the presentation. I don't give a flying hooey what credentials are in front of a person's name. I never made an issue of...
Or behind it, for that matter.
Or credentials, or behind it. Sort of a telltale sign of people who are into this, I'll use the word elitist mindset, are people who are ostentatious about putting credentials in front of and behind their name. Bill Deagle being the perfect example of that. He has about 15 or 20 acronyms after his name. People need to stop giving the power away. This is what Bob Beck said in his lectures all the time. We've given our power away to the allopathic medicine people and their overlords in the pharmaceuticals for what, the last, I don't know, 80 years or so, 90 years, and look what it's delivered us. A healthier world? No way. We're more compromised now health-wise than ever, because that system, that philosophy simply doesn't work. It has nothing to do with curing disease. It never did. It has everything to do with making mega billions of dollars each year for the pharmaceutical industry. So we got to realize that when it comes to automobiles or electricity production for the home, you have these vested interests who want to keep cheaper the more efficient technology from us. So they can keep the meter there, they can keep on charging us through the nose for the gasoline, etc. So we all have to learn to become independent in every single way. So you don't have to depend on a corporation for the money that pays the rent and puts the food on the table. We've got to move towards independence in every single area. So if we grow our own food, or at least we work with other independent-minded people who are devoting their time and efforts to growing food, then we don't have to worry about supply line problems if the major corporations who supply food decide to, cut off access to food. It goes for everything. If you're depending on a corporation for your job, if you're doing something you don't want to do, don't hate to do, particularly all these people who are working for the Department of Homeland Security, or they're working for FEMA, or all these Nazi NWO sellout organizations, those people really worry me. In the interest of the check, in the interest of a paycheck, they're selling out their own country, their own people. They're willing to go along with this enslavement Nazi agenda. What are they, nuts? That's what they're doing. So those people got to wake up. And if you know someone who's associated with that, people who are doing that, you've got to help wake them up. Who's participating in assisting the New World Order takeover needs to be called on the carpet. This includes police who are involving themselves with all these RoboCop federally sponsored training programs. I mean, there's a reason so many police today treat the average citizen like he's the enemy, because this is the mindset that's being inculcated at these federally funding training facilities, FBI and this and that, all these federal dollars, citizens' tax dollars, mind you. It's not, the Rockefeller's personal funds that are being spent here are training American citizens to betray their own countrymen.
Mm-hmm. And you've got bureaucracies like CPS doing that too, destroying the American family.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm talking about. Anyone who's working in that capacity in the interest of a check to sell out their country, to participate in the takeover, in the destruction of America, are traitors too, as much as those lowlifes in Congress who are selling us out. And if you have friends who do this, you ought to be talking to them about this. What we ought to have is a mass exodus of people from these jobs, and or a rebellion within the ranks. Police should be rebelling against police chiefs who are welcoming the New World Order training and equipment and strings with open arms. These guys ought to be booted out. And we ought to break the nexus with all these federal-funded RoboCop training programs. They ought to end tomorrow, every single one of them. They're just there in the interest of to be used against the American people, as those RoboCops up in the beginning of May there at that college campus. I forget where it was. The nerve of those people to call out those jackbooted Nazis just because those college students were, they weren't doing anything there that called for that type of show of force. Not
just
at all.
Yeah. Exercising freedom of speech.
Yeah, Brother Nathaniel, I put a video he did on that a week or so ago. So people got to get outraged. Just can't passively sit by and watch the country dismembered. Because the Illuminati needs willing minions and useful idiots to do this for them. If the idiots wake up and stop participating, the New World Order collapses.
Yeah.
It's only going forward because of these idiots who, in the interest of a paycheck, are destroying their own country. We have to do something about these people.
Now, Ken, as many shows as you and I have done together, and now with ZAS, and we did one with General Jeremiah as well. That was a surprise that night. Second call that we got from space. Yes, I said that, from space. And I've never seen you as animated as you are tonight. I can't wait to hear your closing comments, but first, I'm going to give both you and ZS the opportunity to gather your thoughts. This is Pat Metheny's Better Days Ahead. album, Letter from Home, Pat Metheny Group, and Pat Metheny on guitar. That's such a happy song. You see, we can end all this deep discussion that really is revealing a lot of truth. We're not trying to sell you on fear or sell you on anything other than what we have concluded is what happened in Japan, what's going on, the reasons for that, where that's leading to, and there's a pattern that's been laid before us. Our guests have shared their research, their intuition, their desire to find the truth and to know the truth. This isn't about believing. They're not asking you to believe a word they're saying, but they're certainly showing that if you open your heart and connect your mind to an open heart, you're going to see truth. You're going to know truth. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your bones. You're going to recognize when you're being lied to, and you're going to recognize the game that's being played. Now, you have to take responsibility and wake up. I'm going to give ZS the first shot here, Ken, and allow you, ZS, to give us your closing thoughts about what we discussed tonight and maybe an uplifting high-frequency message for our listening audience.
Well, we do have the technology now, like Jim Murray has.
Your mic, please.
Okay. Yeah. We do have the technology to replace the use of hydrocarbons, use of uranium, the use of our water resources in hydroelectric dams. We have the technology now. It's come from backwards engineered crash UFOs. It's come from just straight gifts from other star systems through the intelligences of people in the past, like John Worrell Keeley. He was definitely receiving information over 120 years ago.
Yeah, ZS, if I can get to you, maybe try adjusting your mic. You sound pretty far away. I don't know if something has changed with your setup.
If I put it directly in front of my mouth, is that better?
No, you still sound like you're really far away.
Okay.
Like your volume has been reduced to almost nothing. Maybe you could get mad one more time.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, it's still very weak. I don't know. It sounds like your signal has been attenuated.
I did nothing here.
Okay.
Dan, well, if I can just mention, I can still hear ZS. I like to hear him finish out his thought. I realize it's not ideal, but still, I can understand what he's saying. So.
Yeah, I'm not able to hear what he's saying, so I can't respond.
Oh, I see. It's reasonable. It's not as doesn't have the presence that he had before, but it's still, okay. you can still hear it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, ZS.
Yeah, the technology is available for us to remake the planet in a very beautiful ecological way where we do not have to have high power transmission lines going from continent to continent. It's in the hundreds of thousands of volts. We do not need to we just don't need to be able to exploit the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, I don't know what's happening to my microphone here, but
okay, well, it could be just a fluke thing. I was having trouble hearing you, so that's why I was trying to get you to adjust.
Okay.
The sound so I could react to what you're saying. It's obvious that there's a pattern underway is what you're saying. It's identifiable. The writing's on the wall. And, of course, this will be tied in with cap and trade. That's, I'm sure, what you're saying here.
It's a cap and trade is a way of exploiting the poor nations of the planet. There's 70 nations that are not part of cap and trade, and yet in Cancun, it was not announced that those 70 nations had not pulled up, were not there. They pulled out in Denmark when they realized that cap and trade would be the same thing as a loan from the World Bank to, and they'd be paying from their GNP for forever to pay off a loan which they could never pay off. And in cap and trade, they'd get credits for something, but then they'd have to pay for it. And the and it would just be a way of the poor getting poorer and the rich getting richer.
And yeah, and if you know what you're going to demand, you invest your capital into those companies that are going to be producing the infrastructure for that system.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
And so countries in Central Africa will have no chance of ever getting above water economically. They're just totally exploited.
Well, with the food for pay scam that the UN has been running for Lord knows how many years, that's another example of the same thing directly affecting the people, where these UN representatives are given billions of dollars to distribute amongst the people, and they just run away with it.
Yes. Ends up in a bank account somewhere, but meeting the needs of the people, and that's going to happen with cap and trade. And they've 70 countries are opting out because they see the problem already.
Yes, and they're just trying to ram it down our throats here in the States, and I'm sure Canada is no different. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, ZS. Well, I thank you for that. Ken?
Yeah, I'll just add to that you, the average person, has to get involved in stopping the New World Order takeover. Just finding out about it through a website like mine or these talks, that's nice, but that doesn't stop it. You have to do something. The reason the U.S. Congress is, you know, the reason Al Gore, an Illuminati frontman like Al Gore, led the parade on global warming was to result in the cap and trade scheme, of course. And now, of course, you know, we have a majority of sellout traitors in the Congress who are rubber stamping these acts and these bills that will ruin us. It'll ruin the country. So that means getting rid of the traitors. And I mean, when you have a guy like Lieberman, I mean, how can you be more of an in-your-face Zionist toady lackey of Israel and still get reelected? I mean, it's the people in Connecticut, you know, need to get their head examined. They he couldn't make it as a party, so he runs it independent. We need to get rid of these people, Pelosi et al. You know, we just got to get rid of these people. So this is something that every American can do: get rid of, first and foremost, the federal congressional sellouts. They're not hard to find. They're the vast majority. Just look at who's voted for the renewal of the Patriot Act. If you want to know who to vote out of office, look at any of these cap and trade acts, Obamacare. Look who's voting for it. These are your traitors. You need to get rid of them. If we don't, the country's lost.
Yeah, they ratified the Patriot Act, having not read it a second time.
Yes, exactly.
You know, they exactly. Didn't read it the first time.
That's one thing everyone needs to do, is you got to get politically involved. You got to get, and by getting anti-New World Order candidates elected on a local level, then you can have more effect when it comes to conventions, because state delegates are the ones who go to conventions and put up the nominees. I mean, the system, the people in politics are just delivering us to the New World Order takeover gang. I mean, it's not a secret anymore, and we just have to do everything within our power to resist this takeover.
Yeah, and they have become minions of others.
Yes, exactly. So you need to fess up. If you're a minion and you're helping the New World Order take over by being a cog in the wheel, then you're selling out your children, your grandchildren. They won't have an America. They won't have the United States that you were born in. They won't have the Constitution. This is why I keep on saying, I just got an email today from an army guy in Afghanistan, and he was very happy to find my website, and he's spending all his time reading it, et cetera. And I told him, I'm glad to hear from you, and that I want to hear from more guys over there, and to let me know what's going on the ground there. But the average American has to stop joining the military for the simple reason that the Pentagon is selling us out. They're part of the New World Order takeover. And therefore, if you're joining the military, you're a cog in the wheel. I mean, you don't have much choice once you're in. You got to do what they tell you to do, unless you want to wind up in the brig. And if it came to shooting innocent civilians in Afghanistan or Iraq, I'd definitely go to the brig, like a number of people did in the past, or just get out. But it's better not to go in the first place. Mm-hmm. And police especially are being dragooned into the New World Order structure. You know, it's definitely based on a long Nazi type training and conduct. I mean, it's so evident now. The police don't act like human beings anymore, for the most part. They've been robotized. They're learning strategies to essentially brutalize people over nothing. I mean, you stop someone in the street for a minor little deal, and before you know it, they're being tasered and to death more often than not, or they're being brutally beaten. This brutality by police against civilians simply has to stop, and it won't stop unless the citizens jump down the throat of the mayor, the town council, and the chief of police to stop these brutalizing cops. Seattle, that cop who killed that the woodcarver guy, forgot his name. I had the story up. 23-year-old cop, right out of the military, as many of them are, straight out of special forces or whatever. So the U.S. government trains these guys to be uncaring about the value of human life, and they go right into the police force, and they exercise the same sort of sadistic brutality against civilians, because they pump them all up with this training propaganda. Everyone's the enemy, you know, and
it's us against them. That's
terrible. It's terrible. These aren't police anymore. And if you're a cop and you still have a brain, you still have a heart, it's time to do something about it. Start a little rebellion within the ranks there. Start talking it up. Start helping to do your part to bring to save America, because, you know, we're headed towards ruination, and it's ordinary people like police, like people in the military, the people who work for FEMA, DHS, etc., TSA. All these people are participating in the destruction of their own country. They got to wake up, and they've got to rebel within their own ranks. And we got to get rid of the fascists. We got to get rid of these sellouts. Police chiefs across the country, many of them are total sellouts to the Constitution. The police are more in bed now with the CIA and the NSA and all these intelligence groups. They're running these psychotronic torture operations on people. It's disgusting how badly this country has devolved. So it's time for the ordinary citizen to wake up, because if you don't smarten up and start doing something to stop this juggernaut, we're not going to have a country. They're going to destroy it.
Yeah,
they're going to destroy it. I mean, we got to wake up to the reality. I'm all against doom and gloom prognostication. Incoming planets and all that nonsense is just that. That's not the problem. It's the problem is we have to stop and turn around the people who are responsible for and the minions who are doing the bidding of these groups who are destroying this country. And we have to participate. You just can't be a spectator because your kids are going to pay the price for your passivity. Your kids are going to pay the price.
Well, Ken, you are right. It's time for us to wake up. But as the host of Evident Footprints, I have to inform you and ZS that we have to end the show and actually go to bed. So I want to thank both of you for being on the show tonight. ZS, I appreciate the accuracy of your information and the fact that someone else has, on their own, appeared to have come up with some very interesting information, very specific information supporting all the work you've been doing for the past few months. So, again, congratulations and thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ken, I appreciate your comments. I really can't say much more unless I want to get into subjects like diet water, which I saw in a store a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's aspartame added to water, and they're calling it diet water.
Wow.
And this is not an exaggeration. So I'll probably take a picture of the container just to show people that this is real.
Wow.
So these are the types of things that we have to be aware of, folks. What we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're breathing, and take some responsibility in you being the change that was promised to you. You're getting change, but it's a downhill spiral at best. And I can only think of one appliance in my home that has a downward spiral. And that's the same type of downward spiral this country is being let down. Gentlemen, I thank you very much. I have to say goodnight. Before I do, I want to again refer people to Ken Adachi's website, educate-yourself.org, and certainly read up on Zora Nova Star Livingstone's work there, as well as Ken's work. And some of the topics we discussed tonight are posted there. So, gentlemen, I will see you back here on Thursday, the 9th of June.
Okay, Don. Great.
Sure.
All right. Have a good night. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. My guests, Ken Adachi and Zora Nova Star Livingstone. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for making Evident Footprints possible around the world over the airwaves and over at BBS Radio tonight. We had Don Newsom on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night, Wellness Wednesday, for my special guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.